بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وألتزم فيه أن لا أذكر إلا حديثا صحيحا من الواضحات. Further in the forward, in the introduction of this kitab, the compiler Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi says that I've made every effort that I compiled in here. I mention only those ahadith which are sahih, which are authentic, which are correct hadith. So the compilation here, a person does not have to worry that it is any fabricated hadith, na'udhu billah, or that it is any hadith that is weak, etc. These are all authentic, correct hadith. Min al-wadihat. And they are also all those ahadith which are very clear. That is, it is not only for the ulama to understand the intricate and difficult, but even the public, the awam, the public can also understand them, very clear ahadith. Mudhafan ila al-kutubi sahihati al-mashhurat. And these ahadith which I've collected, they are those ahadith from the kitabs which are known to be correct. For example, the six four famous kitabs of hadith, the Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Ibn Majah, Abu Dawud, Tirmizi, Nasai Sharif, Mustadrak of Hakim, etc., which are known and accepted in the whole Ummah as the correct hadith and the famous hadith kitabs. So I've taken the hadith from there. وَأُسَطِّرَ الْأَبْوَابِ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ الْعَزِيزِ بِآيَاتٍ كَرِيمَاتٍ. And the beginning of every chapter, I've brought ayats of the Qur'an Sharif, the honorable and clear ayat of the Qur'an Sharif. In other words, so I've made my compilation a very comprehensive one, that the ayat of the Qur'an which relates to the various chapters. For example, on ikhlas, on sincerity. Then the ayat which relate to sincerity, I've mentioned some of those ayat also. And then I've mentioned a hadith there also. So it is a compilation of ayat of the Quran Sharif and then the hadith in that chapter. وَوَشِّحَ مَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ ضَبْطٍ. And I also took care and I took the pains of explaining all the diatrical marks, the vowels, that how it must be read, the correct, what we call the zabar, zairs, etc., where there is especially difficulty in understanding that which is the correct pronunciation. That also I have done. أَوْ شَرْحِ مَعْنًا خَفِيٍ بِنَفَائِسِ مِنَ التَّنْبِيهَاتِ. Or where the meaning was not clear, I explained the meanings of those words also, or the meaning of the hadith also. Towards the end of the chapter or towards the end of the hadith, he took the pains and the trouble of explaining any difficult concept to be understood. That also he made clear and made it clear for us so that we could understand it clearly. Of course, this is for those who understand the Arabic. And here, the translation, may Allah reward those who have done the translation. Various translations have been done. And now, locally in South Africa, the translation has been done, which is an extremely good translation, and which any person can also acquire and follow from there and benefit tremendously from it. وَإِذَا قُلْتُ فِي آخِرِ حَدِيثٍ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ فَمَعْنَاهُ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِيُّ وَمُسْلِمٌ. And he says that at the end of any hadith, wherever I mention muttafaqun alayh, which is the technical terms we use in a hadith, then there it refers to that this hadith has come in Bukhari Sharif also and in Muslim Sharif also, which is even much more authentic and much more acceptable by the whole ummah, by all the great ulama of the ummah also. So in this kitab, he has presented to us this wonderful compilation of these various aspects of hadith, and we have it in front of us, and a humble effort we are making that here we try and read it out, explain it, translate it, explain it to everyone, and it will be very beneficial for us if we get the English copy, we study the hadith before we come to it in the morning, and after that we go back and we look at it again. In that way we will benefit tremendously. If we look at the hadith that are going going to be discussed the next morning, and then we will know what we are looking for, what we understood, what we haven't understood. And then after that we go back to it again. And still if we don't understand, then there are many ulama present to whom we can refer to and get the proper understanding, and this will increase our knowledge also tremendously, and it will enhance us and boost us to make amal also accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq and accept from us. وآخر دعوانا.